flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Forget you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm sorry. I don't drive a Ferrari.
Not anymore.
I never have. I have never even, like, just driven one, let alone owned one.
I have.
Sure. So, you have a Ferrari and a Lambo?
It purrs. I never had a Lambo. I had just a Ferrari. Ferrari and a Bentley.
I had a Camry. I had a Camry. I drove a Mazda 6 for a brief period of time.
I had tubi exhaust on it. It was awesome.
I bet, dog. I bet. Every Thursday at 1 o'clock, we come together as a group of people to right the wrongs of injustice and societal inconveniences. Whoever it is you're mad at, whatever it is you're mad at, particularly if it's inanimate, you are welcome to call 800-636-1067 and get it off your chest, whoever has wronged you. If it's a company name, try to leave that out. We don't do politics. Let's hit these phones. Alex is in Daytona. Hello, Alex. Who are you mad at?
Oh, boy. This is going to be a record-setting bleep you because we got here to the track 6:05 in the morning, unloaded the car. They brought the right car. They brought a short track engine. So I got to give a big bleep you to our engine guy.
Hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah, he can't because it's so loud. But
hopefully he is listening.
Engine.
Dude, so
he ordered the wrong damn engine. He needs to be told bleep you to his face.
Are you guys able to run this weekend?
We're going to find out because we got practice at 4 o'clock and that right when the storm's going to come. But we may get two or three football fields down the front stretch and the engine blows because it's a short track engine. It's good for like a half mile track. This is a 2.5 mile super speedway. So. It's never happened before.
Alex, aren't you the boss? Like, that kind of sounds like a firing offense, right?
He'll be fired, yeah. No, Alex Club's the driver, so the team's out of Chicago. But, I mean, this is like stupidity down the line. I mean, we got the right car. It's great. We got the right transmission. I don't know what the hell is going to happen at 4:05, though.
Well, dude, especially it's Daytona, right? Like, this is the Super Bowl.
Well, the only thing, if it rains at 4, then that'll give us enough time to go around the pits and get some, you know, another engine. But otherwise, we're screwed.
Sorry, brother. Good luck. You got me and B on the car yet?
Hey, you
why
want
you laughing,
car?
Man? Why you laughing?
2 seconds. No, I'm serious. You want it? We can do it.
Hell
do
yeah.
It.
Put
hell
it on
yeah.
There. The world right, needs B. Mitch and Finley at Daytona.
I'll stay on. I'll give the info to the white mic.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, buddy. Good luck. Good luck getting an engine. Oh, man.
Yeah, he'd be like, what's up? Oh, you out of his job.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should be. 800-636-1067. Whoever it is you're mad at, our guy Drew Cohen on the line. What up, Drew? How are you, buddy? Who are you mad at?
Hey, guys. We're having a good time down here in Florida. Tomorrow's is a golf day, but today was supposed to be a pool day. And I'm mad at the guy, and it wasn't a kid, who pooped in the pool and closed it for everybody.
Ah, that's so, the worst, dude.
Yeah.
How old?
It's the worst.
I think older than me.
Whoa, I thought you said a kid.
It wasn't a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, bad. Drew's down in Florida chilling, and the pool's closed because some old dude pooped in it.
Oh.
Yo, bleep that guy for sure.
Supposedly, man, had a medical issue, man.
So don't get in the pool, dog.
He didn't know it was going to happen at that point. He dove and he belly flopped. If
you're an adult and you're having some stomach problems, don't get in the pool.
You don't know sometimes, Jay.
Kids, I'll give a break to.
You don't know, man. Let that man know.
Drew, sorry, buddy. Enjoy Florida.
It's all right. See you guys.
Who would have thought of all – B-Mitch is Mr. Hardass all the time – that you would be sensitive to the pool pooping community?
I'm sensitive to old people, man. If he just went in there and then took a little squat, I say beat him up just like anybody else. But if the man had an issue, I'm just saying I'm trying to be thoughtful. Trying to do this in my second part of my life.
Very, very kind of you, Brian. I would not have expected that kindness in this situation, but I applaud you. Can I do a preemptive bleep you? I can feel it coming.
Go ahead.
There's a part of my lawn that it gets no sun, and it's right where I park, and I know that the snow is not going to melt there, and it drives me crazy. And last time I ended up going out and shoveling the snow like into the sewer, basically, and I know I'm going to have to do it again, and it pisses me off. So bleep you to... the shady spot on my lawn.
Shady spot, don't care.
You have any bleep yous?
No. I like everybody.
Including the pool pooper.
I mean, you say the dude was Drew's age. I got to respect that, man.
All right. Kenny is in Falls Church. Kenny, who you mad at?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I want to preface this all by saying this radio station has been amazing to me with the contest and winning tickets. Having said that, I went
like
to call in for the weekend giveaway, and the phone just kept ringing. I got completely ghosted, man.
what was the giveaway?
Weekend tickets.
Oh, really?
Probably somebody already won.
You know, I thought that too, B-Mitch, so I went ahead and hung up to call back because I've got this really crazy algorithm that has helped me win probably 2 dozen sets of tickets through you guys. So I have
no reason
to complain.
See, that's probably why you're not winning, because you can't win all them damn times.
Well, I would add.
They figured your little game out now. That's why you're not winning anymore.
What I would add, I think 2 points for
my
you,
my conspiracy
Kenny.
Is they're like, this Bama keeps on winning, man. We're just going to not answer it this time. Somebody else needs to share, you know?
I have two thoughts
for
you.
That could be it.
One, we're giving away more tickets to see the weekend tomorrow, so you can call in tomorrow. Two, you know who normally is in charge of the phones and answering them and giving away the tickets?
Ooh.
Jeff. Has anybody seen Jeff? If you see Jeff's car, let him know via Twitter. But nobody, Jeff's seat next to the phone is empty. So take your beef up with Jeff Too Funny, Kenny.
And JP, it's so cool that you said that, because Jeff has been the one giving me the tickets in the past many times, and he's been so cool about it, like making me think I didn't win. You know how Jeff is.
Good
stuff, fellas. Thank you, man.
Right,
if that's my biggest problem today, I'm doing all right. God bless you.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Found out what happened.
How about Kenny has an algorithm?
Kenny calls in to Jeff, and Jeff gives him the tickets. And Jeff not here today, so he couldn't win.
Have we confirmed Jeff?
We just found out. That's his algorithm. Call Jeff.
Do we know for sure that Jeff isn't in that pool with Drew causing those problems?
No, he better not be in that pool.
Tony is in New Carrollton. 800-636-1067 is the phone number if you got to bleep you. Tony, what up?
What up, what up, what up? How y'all doing?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I want to send a major bleep you to two of them. I want to send a major bleep you to whoever decided to blew up the bathroom and left his brown goodies all over the toilet. And
that's gross. Dude.
It took 2 days for them to actually come and clean up. So bleep you to that nasty ass person, and bleep you to whoever took 2 days for them to come and clean it, so everybody could see that everybody's, yeah.
Yeah, that's gross, dude. Thanks for letting us know.
All right.
Low-key, bleep you to you for the poop story. How many poop stories we got on this Thursday?
Make that the last one, please.
Yeah. White Brian, you got any bleep yous? Has anybody wronged you? All the people that are mad at you about Auburn.
Yeah, I guess I could group them into that category. There's also a certain app on my phone I use for sports scores, and they updated that app, and now it's terrible. So bleep you to them.
Toby Altizer, I don't know that everybody's aware of this, but apparently, B, there's serious beef in the producer world that Toby kind of occupies.
Him and who?
Toby and Anthony, of all people, have beef.
About what?
Ant, to me, is like the nicest guy going, but Toby apparently resents the way Ant plays Madden and screamed at him and stormed off. The word is...
Was he winning? And was Toby winning or getting his ass
kicked? I don't know that answer. Apparently, Toby rage quit is what I was told.
You were getting beat?
I was fully expecting to get killed in this game. I was up 17-0 at halftime, and it didn't go my way in the second half, B. Mitch.
And then you just got mad and ran off?
I got frustrated by the way he plays. Granted,
how does he play?
A little bit cheesy. It's kind of hard to explain.
He started scoring on you in high stepping?
No, it's just, it's a little hard to explain. It's something where...
None of these guys could explain it to me either. This was off air. I was like, what do you mean? Like, he goes for it on every fourth down?
No, there's certain rules that you're supposed to follow. We're trying to make it a realistic Madden league where you're not doing... When people play online, they
it's
do all these
cheesy...
It's a
video game, correct?
Yes. And there's a reason...
Hold on.
The reason that Darius created this league...
Because Darius don't know how to play the other part?
No. He just wanted it to be more realistic. So you're not calling cheesy plays that are...
Let me ask you a question.
What constitutes a cheesy play?
See, now I'm starting to go with Jeff on this. Darius ass don't know how to do the secret stuff, so he made it so you can't use those things. It's a whack-ass league.
Look, EA does not program stuff perfectly.
Darius has quit Madden.
Well, if you're not gonna play the whole, if there's a way you can play it on Madden, and y'all don't want them to do it, your ass should quit. that's like saying.
I thought this story
that's
would
like
hit
saying,
home with
let's
you.
Play football, but you can't have a Joe Burrow on your team or a Pat Mahomes.
Explain to us what constitutes cheesy plays.
The programming for defenders is not great from EA. And so you can run certain plays where defenders just never run the coverage correctly. So I can call the correct coverage to stop whatever you're trying to do, and you can audible to the same concept every time, and it doesn't matter
well,
what I do.
If I figured that out, that means I scouted better than you did.
I mean, if you want to play that way, B-Mitch, you can play that way, just not in our league.
Well, that's why y'all quit the league.
That's why I quit the league.
I think that's
a whack league, man.
I don't know that I ever screamed.
Well, it is Bleep You Thursday. Is there anything you'd like to say to Ant?
Bleep you to the way that Ant plays Madden.
Hey, Ant, keep playing with the people that know how to play it. Don't play with the above the ones that let you use all the stuff. That's just, he figured something. It's like Pat Mahomes figured out, Jalen Hurts figured out that they wouldn't go get to him. So he sat in the pocket and threw the ball. You can't do that because
like
our defense can stop
you. It
sounds
like about tush push. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know enough. Landfill, where do you land in the producer Madden beef that Darius and Toby have now quit the league because of Anthony?
I mean, I feel like they should just all quit the league.
First of all, you make them pick people that are horrible anyway.
I think Jeff got kicked out of the league prior to this.
Well, Jeff was horrible. Jeff was bad. He didn't play the games, and he was bad.
Supposedly he had a bad team. Because that's how y'all league is.
No,
you get
was
the
just
sucky
bad.
Team, and then you got to keep it the whole year.
No, I mean we picked the regular teams.
But he
came in the New Orleans Saints.
They had only crap on people.
I mean, that's what he's going to tell you, B. Mitch.
Right. Yeah, I believe that
I'm just starting to think that this league is a little suspect.
I'm not so sure about Jeff though. Like,
I'm not worried about Jeff. I'm worried about the fact you're going to tell a guy he got to play the way you want him to play.
Can we book Anthony, please, and get Anthony's side
list? Yeah, I want his side list.
Toby's a stand-up man, but...
You have Saquon. You cannot run him.
Look, B-Mitch, if you had Saquon Barkley, you're allowed to run him 30 times a game.
But
it's
what
just
about
little
that
things.
Where
it's hard to explain if you don't know the game. It's hard to explain if you don't Madden.
It's a defense. You could call it a defense. But it's not going to work on this play.
And then there's
he keeps running the play.
There's other stuff you can do on defense that can cheese it so that your offensive line doesn't block anybody.
Do it. I mean, damn. What the hell? hell is wrong with y'all?
It is a call segment. I get yelled at when I don't take the callers. Forrest is in Wheaton. Forrest, who you mad at?
Oh, my God, you, JP.
What did I do?
Well, you're insensitive old people. I'll tell you why. I was coming home from my mother-in-law's the other day with my wife, and one snuck out on me that was mushy, and damn it, you...
you're a wise man, Forrest. What can I say? I have a lot of questions, Forrest. Can I ask a real one?
Forrest gone.
Oh, is he gone? I don't know that you want to know what I was going to ask him.
Please don't.
I'm curious. My man said he's 76 and he was riding around in the car with his wife. At 76, you think you're still getting it done?
Possibly.
I don't know.
I hope to be.
Forrest, call us back. Let us know.
I hope to be.
That was by far our most bathroom-centric bleep you ever.
Yeah, but I think the only stuff I wasn't being in the toilet was that damn league they were talking about. So they put a league together so they can have a chance. So they want to make sure you don't do stuff that you know can happen because they don't know how to stop it.
I got to be honest, B. I don't really care. That's
that whack-ass league.
Yeah, I think it's funny that a guy like Toby, who's really nice and a very, you know, faithful young man, is mad enough to yell at a guy like Anthony, who's really nice and a faithful young man.
Because Anthony said, you can't stop me. Why am I going to change it?
And I'm almost more fascinated by the fact that how much you care. Lanville, what about
you? I don't care. I don't like people that want to try to make stuff just benefit them.
Right, but you kind of seem to care.
No. I call softies when I see softies.
I'm praying someone steals my car so I never have to hear about Madden again.
Steal your what?
My car.
Just stay home.
If your car is stolen, you don't have to come in. But you can play Madden from home. Yo, Forrest called back. Can I take it hot? All right, we got to go. Forrest, I love you. I hope everything's going great. Boy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fired up to talk to Mr. Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, got his own afternoon show, mornings in New York, Hot 97, WWE on the weekends, and a little baby girl that is probably taking up whatever time he has left. What's up, man? How are you?
You really got my, you know me, I feel seen. That was my real life resume right now. It's very, very real.
How's the sleep going, brother?
So, it's, you know, to be honest, the sleep part, you know, is a very common question. The sleep isn't a problem because A, she's been pretty good. B, we every other night we have someone helping us. And okay. On the nights when we don't have someone helping us, my wife takes the middle of the night shift.
Yeah.
So she's been very generous and sweet, and I can just kind of keep my regular sleep schedule. So for me, the sleep isn't any worse than before. What's hard is that before, when my work days would stop, that was really what I had to do. And now it just never stops, as you guys know. It's just always happening.
Right. It's interesting.
I wasn't used to that.
Dude, so I feel like that night nurse thing is a New York thing that has spread now. I think people, at least in the D.C. area, more and more are doing it. But that was never a thing when I had my daughters, because at least for number two, we would have gotten it. So be happy and thankful that you're in a position to get that, because I think that makes huge difference.
I'm super grateful to about it, and like it's actually kind of odd. I talked about this on my my wrestling podcast, Cheap Heat. I talked about it this week. How like it's an odd thing. I almost feel like a little bit of shame around it, because like you end up feeling bad because it's like you feel so privileged that you get help.
No. I don't feel bad for that, dog.
But I know it's not the right thing to feel bad. Especially because, you know, JP, like I'm having kids older, right? And I think even if you don't have kids older, people really don't feel like having their parents teach them how to parent. Number one, it's annoying. Number two, all of your parents' techniques, by the time you have kids are outdated.
Right.
So like there's also the night nurse is also money well spent, not only for the peace of mind and the sleep. She's teaching us how to parent, bro.
Yeah,
like, totally. We don't know what we're doing.
Yo, sleep training's crazy and important, and you're totally right. Like, I legit think my dad rubbed whiskey on my gums. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's the technique anymore.
It's not, but it works.
By the way, if B. Mitch's kids were on the foot show right now, they'd say exactly, I don't let B. Mitch do anything.
Hey, no, they let me do it. I'm going to tell you like this here. We don't want our parents because we're going to know that we're wrong. Everything your parents did still works. I promise you.
Oh, no. You know what? Listen, the truth is, I'm sure most of it actually does. I think it's more an issue of, like, who wants to be dealing it. Like, no daughter, for example, no wife, for example, wants to be dealing with a mother-in-law telling her how to mom. And honestly, dads don't really feel like having their father-in-law be like, here's what you need to do. So it's very cool getting – and by the way – JP, this crossed my mind this week, too. Every parent has raised like 2 to 3 to maybe 4 if it's a lot of kids. And you will feel like they're Betty Crocker and Cliff Huxtable combined. In reality, They just did it a couple times, and we don't even know what percentage they're playing at.
Right.
You get trained by someone who's a pro. This woman who's helping our daughters raised like 100 children.
Right.
Like, these are reps. They are getting reps.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot of
I'm
work.
Happy with what we've learned.
The outliers, the 100,000 hours theory. I've been waiting to ask. I've been excited to ask you about this really since Sunday. I feel like you are uniquely positioned to answer this. What did you think of Kendrick's halftime?
Listen, why are you even worried about asking me when we all know every single person on TikTok and Instagram is an absolute expert who can break down every word?
Oh, they thought they were.
As if they got a PhD in lyrics. I thought it was great. I thought it was basically exactly what I expected. You know, the reason I always had such a strong affinity for Kendrick was precisely because he's the kind of person who does what he did on Sunday. Everything he ever did was for the right doing it the right way, the harder route. You talk, you know, the 10,000 hours, never the cheap route. Like, even when this week I posted on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio, I posted a conversation that I just found with him from like 10 years ago, where he's talking about his album To Pimp a Butterfly, which was an incredibly dense album. And like, out of that album came his biggest hit, probably, All Right. But like, it came completely organically. Like, this is not a guy who seeks out hits. This moment that happened with Drake turned into this huge mainstream sort of phenomenon. But besides that, like, that's not who he is. So I knew he would sort of challenge people and want to get people to think. And it basically ended up landing exactly how you thought it would. The people who didn't get it were mad about it. The people who were smart enough to get the messaging but didn't like the messaging, they were supposed to be mad about it. He nailed it. I mean, from the second Samuel Jackson came out and said, "I'm Uncle Sam," I said, "Oh boy, we're about to go into this thing
here
for
we go.
13 minutes. Here we go." Now, listen, I didn't know he'd make the maniacal smile to the camera when he said Drake's name.
That was wild.
And by the way, what an interesting, you know, like, we all do sports talk radio. We all analyze like moments. What a unique and crazy cultural moment this whole thing was. There is no comparing a previous rap, quote, battle or beef to what this became. You know, like, there was no version of this in history where everyone would be talking about it, and KFC from Barstool is putting out think pieces on it. Like, this... There was never a place where rap was that mainstream.
What about...
So it's so unique.
Listen, man, you know this better, but we were in high school at the time. I mean, Tupac and Biggie was just as big. Sadly, that ended much worse.
You are completely delusional. You're not remembering history. Oh, no. I think. You might as well call up and you might as well tell me, I think Sam Howell was just as good as Jaden Daniels. I mean,
why? Because this was like a Super Bowl? I mean, people were actually killed.
No. See, so you're talking about the severity of the problem.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the biggest that Biggie and Tupac ever got as a battle, quote unquote, was the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. There was a couple of magazine covers that were a big deal. This has made it to the place where, like,
wasn't that like on Vanity Fair and stuff? I mean, that kind of crosses over to non-music.
But think about it. Think about how much bigger the genre is now. I mean,
yeah, true.
Drake has surpassed the success of Biggie and Tupac so many times over that it's not even comparable. So I'm not trying to like itch on your opinion.
You say it from like a dollars and eyeballs perspective.
But the eyeballs perspective is the whole thing. Yes, exactly. I'm not saying from a like, wow, beloved artist getting into it. No, you're absolutely right. But in terms of like my dad can talk about what's happening, like this went to a completely, bro, this was getting analyzed on First Take on Monday. Like, this just went to a new place, I think, that like unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Interesting. My biggest thing with halftime shows that I feel like everybody forgets, if you really hate the halftime show, go get a burger. Go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. It's not the game. You don't have to watch it.
But let's be real.
just walk
people
away.
Always say what they hated, but they sat and watched the whole damn thing.
Exactly.
I'll go to my grave. If you sat and watched the whole thing, you didn't hate it. You disliked it at the end because it probably was talking to you. It pissed you off. But they didn't hate it, because if you hate something, you don't watch it.
But it's also a symptomatic of the microwave society we live in, that everything has to be the best or the worst. Like, I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought I enjoyed Dre and Snoop a lot more a couple of years ago in L.A.
By the way, that's a totally fair take.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you, by the way. Like, let me be clear. I loved it. I thought he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I didn't personally enjoy it more than I enjoyed Beyonce a month ago. I didn't. I thought Beyonce was more entertaining. But this was about being thought-provoking, and I thought for doing that, he nailed it. But that doesn't make you a bad guy that you liked Rihanna a couple of years ago more. Like, it doesn't matter.
But, like, what's the problem is, when somebody make you think about something, that should be something that's real good to you. But most things don't make you just enjoy it, move on. And when you finish it, it didn't make you think about nothing. But just seeing Rihanna pretty, it made me think, like a lot of rappers of the past make me think. A lot of this crap that I listen to, I don't know what the hell they talking about.
Listen, if we are grading things in terms of like what their impact is, I think this gets a different grade than most anything. I also think it's fair, though, to judge it on how much did you just sheerly enjoy it. Like the truth is, he didn't come with a ton of hits, right? Like, he played records. I'm a day one Kendrick fan, and there were moments during his show that I go, what song is this? So that is a very unique way to sort of take in a Super Bowl performance, which is generally the most mainstream performance ever.
The whole thing was like a tease for Not Like Us, is what it felt like. And then when it finally came out, it was like, oh, my God. And it was such an incredible takedown of a dude that was kind of like the king of the industry from a dollars standpoint in Drake, I feel like.
Oh, I mean, listen, I've always said this. I'm not like the world's number one Drake fan by any stretch. But like, as I said earlier to you, no one in hip hop has achieved the success of Drake. His list of hits, whether it's, you know, listen, for people me and JP's age, it's not going to resonate like the hits of our youth for sure. But Drake's list of hits, no one in hip hop has ever done anything like what he's done. So to see him in this place, we're like, and you have to remember, though, and I didn't know we would go all the way here, but it's a good way to end this conversation.
Thought, but it's fun. Yeah.
But, and this way we could put a bow on it, right? It's already Thursday. Like, it's time to move on. But, and there are other more important things in the world that we're being distracted from. But this situation that he's in, yes, part of it is Not Like Us. And maybe there's a sports tie in here or some. The way the decisions that Drake has made since Not Like Us are what has made this such an absolute beating that he has taken. Like, it didn't have to be this bad. Like, he just continuously, it just appears that they do not want to listen to anyone. And now they've kind of created a situation over there where anyone who's spoken about them or who has even enjoyed Kendrick is on the enemy list. So they're backing themselves into a very tough corner to where, like, you better at some point just hit a home run. And if you don't hit a home run, I don't know how you dig your way out, guys. And, like, yes, Drake is richer than God. I understand that. But, like, have you ever thought about how expensive the Drake machine is to live every day? Like, what is the nut every month for Drake to live?
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
It's a lot. That plane... That ain't a little private single engine.
That's not.
He's got
jets.
A 747.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You can only have one: Myles Garrett or T. Higgins in Washington.
That's a great football question right there. Myles Garrett or T. Higgins? It's got to be Myles Garrett. It's got to be, because our offense was already stupendous and our defense is what has problems. So if I have to choose, I think they can make it work with the offense they had. I don't think that they can make it work enough to win a championship with the defense that they had. So I think if I'm forced to choose, I take Myles Garrett, knowing that having him wreck shop every Sunday is going to make things a lot easier for the rest of that defense.
This was a tremendous radio hit, Peter. Thank you for the time, man.
All right, next time we'll do more sports.
Well, luckily you answered Garrett or Higgins correctly, so everything else was knocked out of the park.
Why a lot of people are saying Higgins?
All right, you know, that's all people think about is
I don't. But
most people think about nothing but offense.
I don't know. When we've taken calls, people have been pretty damn good about trenches.
For the most part, they go on with the damn. They want to go offense. Peter, I think offense is already good enough.
Thank you for the time, brother.
Appreciate you, boys. Later.
Hey, brother.
Take care, man. Baby. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got to make some bets. Tie the show up. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Coming up next, Grant and Danny. Is Grant back yet? I know he's been sick as hell. Okay, good. Grant's back. I saw Danny earlier. No idea what, if any, sort of fistfights will stem from a football video game, but you got to stay tuned to that program to find out. B, look at this picture. I just retweeted this. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Look at this picture of young Allen Iverson back in the Georgetown days.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. Shout out to AI. Terps play tonight, 8:30. Fired up for this one. I'm going to the game Sunday. Fired up for that one. Let's make some bets. White Brian.
Everybody lost, but B. Mitch hit half of his parlay.
I don't hit half. I lost, though.
Zero.
So, yeah, we all lost.
All right, so what are the records for the week?
So what half did I miss?
You hit the Wizards and Golden State lost outright.
Golden State was getting destroyed. I saw that earlier. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, B. Mitch is still in first, though. He's 2-2. JP, you're 1-2. I'm 1-2. And Jeff and Landfill are over.
Over Landfill? That's kind of unlike you, dog. All right, this Terp game is at 8:30 in Nebraska. I'm not going to lie to you, boys. This one makes me a little nervous.
Why?
Nebraska's playing pretty well. I just don't like my boys in Nebraska. Go out there and beat their ass. Be the right team. Derek Queen is an absolute monster. Play the same way you did against Rutgers, and you got this. I will say, I kind of where the money is, I kind of like it. So I like the spread. Terps are getting a point and a half. I don't know. Does anybody have a play ready?
Nope.
Brian does not.
I never have a play.
Professor Landini?
Throw it in late.
Landfill does not. White Brian, surely. Hofstra's playing William and Mary. That sounds like your wheelhouse.
Yo, man, give me Maryland.
Oh, you got a feeling?
Just give me Maryland.
Last night, the feeling almost got home.
I don't like the Huskers.
I'm taking the United States -1.5 against Finland.
Hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yo, shout out to Steve Wino. He's covering the hell out of this tournament.
Have him call and talk to us.
I want some more trying, me.
Not covering the hell out of his texts.
That's why I tell you to call people when they don't answer the text, Landfill.
We love you, Wanda.
Maybe something older people could teach you.
All right, I'm ready. You ready for this? Bow, now, now. Give me the Timberwolves at home getting a touchdown and a hook against the OKC Thunder.
Man, SGA going to have about 45 tonight.
Fine. I don't care if he has 75.
And they're going to win by 8.
He can have 80 as long as they win by 6.
They're going to win by 8.
I'm telling you, something seems funky with that game. You got me at 7.
What seems funky with it?
I'll tell you after. White Brian, did you ever come up with a pick?
Jacksonville State, money line on the road.
Do you look at anything but mid-majors?
No, not really.
Your eyes might just fall out if you look at
something. Do you win any money with all these mid-major bets? Like, are you up on the year?
Think so?
That sounds like a no. That's a no to me, dog. B, what do you think if he thinks so?
He don't.
He's doing about as well as Toby is in Madden. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Santana Moss for joining us. Thank you to Charlie Goldsmith for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. I suppose thank you to everybody that called in for Bleep You Thursday, but it was a weird one. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
Do we have to ban, bathroom talk?
We might have to. You made it this far. White Brian owes you a mid-major basketball pick.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.